have your destination.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 listeners, and thank you once again on this good Saturday morning to wake up early with Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, the life coach and addiction counselor, coming to you live from the drumbeat of urban Los Angeles, the KBLA Talk 1580 studios in Leimert Park. When you get up early on Saturday morning, I make one commitment to you, and that commitment is that you will catch the worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. The wisdom to better understand the issue or condition, the opportunity to share and heal real-life stories on the subjects, and the resources to cope with or improve the situation, and the motivation to take the necessary steps to enhance your physical, mental, and spiritual life. We're here every Saturday morning at 7 a.m., and we want to thank you in advance for telling everybody you know about KBLA Talk 1580, the only black-owned and operated progressive talk station west of the Mississippi. And we do want to remind you that the best thing you can do is to download the KBLA 1580 app, where you can listen anywhere and at any time. We've got a lot to talk about in KBLA Talk 1580. If it impacts our community, we talk to each other about it, we speak for each other on it, and we support each other through it. Urban Family Focus puts a special emphasis on addiction and mental illness, along with health and wellness, financial literacy, conflict resolution, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it, and we provide resources and answers to the questions you have about it. We bring qualified, certified experts to offer knowledge, tools, and coping skills that are needed for individuals and families to live their best life. None of this could happen without the new member of the KBLA team, KBLA Talk 1580 team, our engineer Odell. Welcome, Brother Odell, to KBLA Talk 1580. And as always, none of this would happen without our producer extraordinaire, Larita Shelby, who I'm sure will have something to contribute to this morning's discussion. We want to thank Tavis Elston and the Smiley Audio Media staff for providing this platform. And today's topic of discussion is conflict resolution, the magic of forgiveness. And I can't think of anyone better to anchor this conversation than our sister who has made the art of forgiveness her life's work, Miss Whitney Gladney. Wendy, good morning. While we're waiting for Wendy to come up, we're going to tell you just a little bit about her. She will be on the line with us in just a moment. Wendy is a multifaceted businesswoman. You've heard the term Renaissance man. Well, Wendy is a Renaissance woman. Wendy is the founder of Personal Services Plus, Seasons for Greatness, and her key organization that brought her to my attention in a great way was Forgiving for Living. She's a life strategist, a coach, consultant, community relations, and strategic engagement expert, and she's also an author. She's written The Preacher's Daughter, which was her first book that I read many years ago, and her new effort is Forgiveness, Change Your Life Forever. She's also a weekly columnist for both the Los Angeles Sentinel and the Inland Valley News. Wendy's homegrown. She's a native of California. She graduated from UCLA, the Protocol School of Washington, and the Antioch University Coaching Tools Program. But the most important thing, Wendy is a mother, grandmother, and a wife. She's committed to faith, family, and community. She believes that everyone has the power to make a difference, and her motto is healing without hate. It's a choice. It's a lifestyle. Pass it on. And she's here with us this morning to do just that. Wendy, are you with me?
I'm here, Gerald. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good morning. Good morning. And thank you so much for taking time out to be our special guest this morning on Urban Family Focus to talk about something that I know you are passionate about, which is forgiveness and the magic that it is when it comes to conflict resolution.
Yes, and it's such a pleasure. You and I have known each other for, oh gosh, many years now, doing the work that we do in the community. And so it's just a pleasure to be with you today and also with my dear friend, Larita Shelby.
Yeah, I know you and Larita go back to the old days when you were both aspiring actresses, I understand.
Yes.
You ran into each other a lot on the movie set. And she's going to be with us today, and she'll probably have a few comments about our subject because she's had some experiences with forgiveness as well. But we want, just for a quick minute, I just want you to let our audience know why you have such a passion about this subject, forgiveness.
Well, you know, Gerald, that's an excellent question. And I remember when I was younger in like my 20s, and I was actually attending a Bible study for women, and we were going around the table and we were talking about what is our calling or what are our gifts. And a couple of things that women said to me were, you know, Wendy, you have the gift of hospitality. You also have the gift of encouragement and then the gift of forgiveness. And I used to think, what kind of gifts are those? You know, because when you're young and you see people who can sing really well or, you know, teach really well or whatever, you kind of think anybody can do the things that you're telling me that my gifts are. But then I started to realize, you know, when God puts a calling on your life, it's something that stays with you pretty much throughout your entire life. And when I was a young girl, I actually experienced quite a few things. My mother left me when I was around 3 years old, and I never met my biological mother again until I was in college. And then my father at the time, he was running the streets and, as I say, living a riotous life. And he was involved with gambling and drugs and even prostitution and being a pimp and all these different things. And I became a victim of that world. And I was sexually abused by my father as a child. And so growing up without having a mother that is that shield, that protection that a mother cub, you know, a mother bear has with her cubs, not having that, and then being exposed to the lifestyle that my father was in at that time, I really had a rough childhood. And a lot of people really don't know that. They look at me and they don't understand from whence I've come. And as time continued to go and I grew and I, you know, was a young one, became a young woman and so forth, the benefit that my grandmother was in my life, my father's mother, even though she did not know how to deal specifically with certain things regarding what I was going through with my father, because I was her son, she always taught me about the Lord, and she always taught me to pray. And one of the things that my grandmother would say all the time was, the Bible says to honor your mother and father, and it doesn't say to honor them if they act right. It says to honor your parents. So that was always a seed in my mind, was that I had to honor my parents, even though I didn't want to. I didn't know how in certain ways when it comes to emotions and feelings. But that seed was planted and it grew. And so as time went on, and then now I become a young woman and I'm going off to college and then I get married and I have children, I wanted a healing within my family. I wanted a change. And so I sought and went to look for my mother, found her. And I can tell you more about that story if you desire. And then,
Wendy,
you know,
we are going to continue with that story. And I really appreciate you sharing that. So this is KBLA Talk, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus with Reverend Gerald. When we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation on conflict resolution, the magic of forgiveness, with our special guest, Wendy Gladney.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Join the Los Angeles Urban League for an afternoon of golf and fundraising for another 100 years of service in Los Angeles. We are celebrating our centennial with events throughout the year, and your support helps us empower underutilized communities with jobs, training, and small business resources. The Centennial Golf Tournament takes place on November 11th at 11 a.m. and ends at 4:30 p.m. for reception and dinner. The golf tournament is to be held at Brookside Golf Course, which is located at 1133 Rosemont Avenue in Pasadena, California, 91103 CW Coiner, Course 2. Foursomes and sponsorships are available from $2,500 to $25,000. Singles are also available for $300. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. Donations and auction items are gladly accepted. laul.org. Join us.
November is Diabetes Awareness Month. Are you worried about your health and getting the care you need? Experience a life-changing event and not sure what to do about managing your health and well-being? The California Black Health Network is here for you, and it's your way to health insurance. Contact us at 866-761-4165 or at getcovered@cbhn.info. You could pay as little as $0 a month for your plan, and you won't pay more than 8.5% of your income. Or you may qualify for low or no-cost Medi-Cal insurance. Either way, we've got you covered. Contact us at 866-761-4165 or at getcovered@cbhn.info. Open enrollment starts November 1st. Connect with one of our certified enrollment counselors in your community and get covered now. Contact us at 866-761-4165 or at getcovered@cbhn.info.
Olivia here. The cool air really dries out my skin and makes it appear dull. Luckily, Olay can brighten it back up. First, I apply Olay Retinol 24 Eye Cream. Its 24-hour hydration gives me smoother skin around my eyes. Next, I apply Olay Vitamin C Moisturizer in the beautiful orange jar. It corrects uneven tone and texture and gives me 2 times brighter skin versus a basic moisturizer. Get $4 off the moisturizer and $3 off the eye cream at retailers nationwide and Olay.com. Check your local newspaper for coupon and more details.
You're ready to get out and get moving. And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find, you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, Los Angeles, and thank you for joining us on Urban Family Focus. Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. Join them for an afternoon of golf and fundraising for another 100 years of service in Los Angeles. We are celebrating our centennial with events throughout the year, and your support helps us empower underutilized communities with jobs, training, and small business resources. The Centennial Golf Tournament takes place on November 11th at Brookside Golf Course in Pasadena. To register and for more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. And now back to Reverend Gerald and our guest, Wendy Gladney.
Welcome back. I'm Reverend Gerald, and this is Urban Family Focus. We're talking about the magic of forgiveness with life coach Wendy Gladney. We invite you to join our conversation just by calling the KBLA Talk Power Lines at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. If you've been holding on to something or just feeling unjustified, but you want to get past it, call us. You can call in anonymously at 800-920-1580. Wendy, we're back to you, and I want you to continue that conversation of letting people know why you have such a passion about this subject.
Thank you, Gerald. Yes. So, you know, again, as I was sharing, as a child going through what I went through with both parents, I knew that I didn't want to hold on to that. And having that seed that my grandmother had planted in me at a young age, as I grew, as I began my own family, I wanted to make sure that there was some understanding, some healing. And so I did seek and found my mom. When I first found my mother, I was 18 years old. And what's really interesting is I grew up in Riverside my entire life here in Southern California. And my mother only lived about 30 minutes from where I grew up my entire life. She lived going towards Palm Springs and Cabazon. So could you imagine the devastation of understanding and knowing that your mother was that close, but yet so far? And she had remarried a gentleman who just had, you know, just didn't want to have anything to do with me. And so even though I met my mother at 18, it would take another 12 years until I was 30 when I was really able to start building a relationship with my mother. What happened was I got a call one day, and it was my mom, and I was 30. I had been married, I had two children, and she said, "Wendy, Eric has died," which was her husband, "and he's left me homeless. I have nowhere to go. Will you help me?" And so I went and I talked to my husband at that time, and we talked about it. And he said, "Well, you know, you always wanted a relationship with your mother. I guess you just never knew how that was going to manifest." And so I went to pick up my mom, brought her back to live with us, and I took care of my mother for 11 years. My mother passed away when I was 41 years old. So she was in my life for 11 years. And during that time, what's really interesting is, although my mother and I never became very, very close, she became close to my daughter. So what I started to really understand more and more is the power of forgiveness for generations as well. Because if I had held on to the pain and the resentment and the anger that was sometimes inside of me of, why did you leave me? Why would you just walk away from me? Because when someone walks away from you like that, it also affects your self-esteem. No matter what people may think or see on the outside, there's a lot of things that are bubbling on the inside. But God showed me how, because of forgiveness, how it even had a tool of helping future generations with my children, and how they not only saw their grandmother, but how they even saw their mother as somebody who could forgive and think of them as well, and having them have the capacity to have a relationship with her. Now, segueing over into my father, when I was 16 years old, my father had a heart attack. And that was the beginning of the change of his life. Because what's interesting is his mother, my grandmother, who raised me, put a lot into who I am today, was his mother and put the same things in him. And what's interesting is the Word of God tells us that when you raise a child in the way that they should go, that when they are old, they will not depart. They will come back to that. And so my father actually did begin to change his life after his heart attack. And he began to go back to the very life that his mother taught him the same way with the Word of God, and began to do a whole transition. And during that time, it wasn't immediate, it wasn't overnight, but over that time, my father and I began to have conversations. We began to cry. We began to talk. And, you know, and I asked him, you know, "Dad, how could you have done the things that you did to me? And I'm your daughter." You know, and he shared with me, he says, "Wendy, I was in a world of sin. I was in a world of drugs. I was in a world where I looked at all women, including you, as my property, as mine, not necessarily as my daughter." And, you know, I cried and I cried. And, you know, those were formative years with me as a wife and a mother. I was young. And I just said, "God, help me. Help me to understand this. Help me to forgive him." And through that, we began to have a beautiful relationship. And what's really interesting is, if we have time in the course of the show, I would love to share the 10 steps that I call the steps to healing and forgiveness. And the first step talks about prayer. And that was the first thing my grandmother used to always say is, you know, "Wendy, pray for your parents." We'd have to get on our knees at night and say our prayers. And I would pray for my parents. And what's really interesting, Gerald, is we talk about prayer. We talk about the power of prayer. But when we actually pray and we see a transformation and we see things happen, why do we have such a hesitation of believing that? Why do we struggle with saying, "Oh, that person really has changed," as if they can't change through the power of prayer? Well, my dad did change, and my dad did ask me for forgiveness. My father has actually gone on to glory now, but I have in my office a piece of paper that is taped and has been there since 1997 that my father sent me a letter thanking me. And it gets me emotional, for giving him a chance for forgiveness. So I believe in the power of forgiveness, because it's also touched not only my life personally, but it has permeated throughout my whole family and people that are close to me that have understood that power.
Well, Wendy, your story is so motivating and touching. And so for the people who's hearing it for the first time, You know, I can tell you that my first introduction to you, that's back when you were doing your event planning and those type of things, and that's how I met you. And it was amazing to me how, once I got to know your life story, how the parallel of your journey is similar to a lot of people I know, including myself, because we started out as entrepreneurs in business, and mm-hmm. I was in radio, you were doing events and so forth. But while we were doing those things, on the other side, we were all tuned in to our ministry, that thing that God gave us to do and only us to do. And mm-hmm. it evolved for me into the ministry, into being an addiction counselor, and it evolved for you into making it your life's work to help other women. I know when I used to go to your Forgiving events and see some mm-hmm. of the young women get up and testify and give their testimony about how being in that organization has truly changed their life. So we have like a parallel path, but as you're right, it all starts with having understanding of God and understanding of the power of prayer and being optimistic and seeing that no matter what somebody does to you, no matter how you're being treated or feel like you're being mistreated, not only can that person change, but the best thing for you to do is change your mind about the circumstances and see it as a way for your own growth. And then we can come together and understand, and there'll be more forgive and love in this world.
That is so true. And what's interesting is just as important it is for us to understand what forgiveness is, which basically is the intentional and voluntary process by which we feel, even though we may feel victimized, we undergo a change in our feelings and attitude towards the person who has done the offense to us. It helps us to overcome negative emotions, resentment, and vengeance. But, Gerald, what people don't also understand, forgiveness does not mean that you condone a situation. It doesn't mean that you forget a situation. But what it does mean is that you learn how to put it into a place that you know how to live your life in the way that you've been called to live, and also help others. Because it doesn't mean that I never think about some of the things that I've experienced in my lifetime. But what it does is, like, it shows me, like, Wendy, how can you take this and help somebody else? And then what's also interesting is the more that you share certain things in your life, I'm not telling you got to go tell all your business and all that, but the more that you share, the more that you start to realize, too, that number one, either you're not alone, like you were just saying a few minutes ago, that there's so many people hurting out there. There's so many people that have gone through different, you know, situations in their life, and they feel like either they're alone or they feel stained. Like for me, I used to feel stained, and a lot of people would have never believed that. They would always say, but you always look so together, and you look so this and so that. Well, you know, we can do that easily on the external mm-hmm. if we just know how to put on the right clothes and do our hair or do whatever. But what's going on the inside? And the more that I became vulnerable to share some of my pain and so forth, not only was I able to help other people, but my healing even continued to manifest itself.
You know, a lot of times when we're mistreated, it's usually by those who are closest to us, the people we spend the mm-hmm. most time with. So it's typically a family member or a neighbor. A lot of times it's a teacher. I know when growing up in Green Meadows Park in the neighborhood that I grew up in here in Los Angeles, I was a baseball player, and most of the kids in the neighborhood were athletes. And I remember this mm-hmm. gentleman coming to Green Meadows Park. He was from Texas, and he was looked like a professional athlete, and all the kids looked up to him. And he became a coach at the park. And he took over the team that my coach had retired. He took over our team, and he had a big Volkswagen bus. And one day he came by my house to pick me up to take me to a game. And my mom had never met him. And he came to the door, and she came and got me, and she pulled me to the side, and she says, "Son," says, "there's something about that guy. I just, something's not right." And I said, "Oh, Mom, mm-hmm. he's great. He's a coach. He's this. He's a great player. Da 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 da." And so we run off to the game, and lo and behold, a few years later, not the athletes, not the guys on the team, but the other young men in the neighborhood started hanging out at Chauncey's. I didn't mean to say his name, but started hanging out at this guy's apartment. And he turned out to be a pedophile. But my mom mm-hmm. had that instinct.
Intuition.
Yeah, that intuition. And mother wit. And she warned me right away. So, you know, I was able to escape the trap, but there was a trap being set. So we know that these incidents that happen to us when we're young can lead to trauma, and that trauma can lead to a lot of things as we grow older. A lot of people didn't have the foresight or the insight that you had, and a lot of people, when they have these incidents happen to them, it leads them into addiction. It impacts their mental health, even their physical health, and they go on through life having unhealthy relationships. And one of the things that you have mottos, and one of mine used to be on my phone answering service, and that is that unconditional love is the work for which all else is just preparation. So we talk about it. Those of us who, you know, go to church all the time, and we talk about God is love, and it's everything's all good. But when somebody steps on our toe, you know, we're ready to put up our dukes and challenge them. And in some cases, never forgive that individual and hold on to that resentment to the point where it impacts our health, mental and physical.
Right.
You know, so what is so true. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Wendy.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say that is so true. And one of the things as you were speaking that I was thinking about is that, like, with my mantra is always been about healing without hate. It's a choice. It's a lifestyle. Pass it on. And basically, you have to make a decision every single day when you get up that this is how you're going to live your life. This is how you're going to walk. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be a doormat or you let people just walk all over you. But it just means that you're going to be mindful. You're going to, on purpose, make the choice to forgive. And then also, it has to be a lifestyle. You have to live it out. It's not a one-time thing. And then you have to share that. That's what pass it on means. You have to share that. And then you have to explain it, because most of the time when you kind of talk to people about forgiveness, or I do, and they kind of think, I can't do that. Or, no, I'm not letting them get away with it. And what you have to understand is it's not about somebody else getting away with something. It's about making sure that someone else doesn't control you.
That's true. Hold that thought for me, Wendy. Hold that thought. We're going to get back to that. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. If you have a question or a comment, please call us on the power lines, the KBLA Talk Power Line, at 1-800-920-1580. That's 1-800-920-1580. And when we come forward, we're going to continue our topic with today's guest, which is for the magic of forgiveness with Wendy Gladney here on Urban Family Focus, KBLA Talk 1580. Stay with us. You won't want to miss this continuing conversation with Wendy Gladney.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows. Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
I'm Tanita, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. At least 8 people are dead after a packed crowd surges last night during rapper Travis Scott's performance at Astroworld Festival in Houston, Texas. The city's fire chief says 17 people were taken to the hospital after the crash, 11 who were in cardiac arrest. The deadlock ends on Capitol Hill as Congress finally passes a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. House lawmakers finally gave approval during a late Friday night vote. It has already passed the Senate and now heads to President Biden's desk. Rapper Fetty Wap is being released from federal custody after posting a $500,000 bond. The rap star is accused of being involved in a drug trafficking ring from the West Coast that distributed drugs on the East Coast. That's the latest. I'm Tanita from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
1 in 6 kids could face hunger due to the coronavirus. This September, visit your local Jack in the Box to help end childhood hunger. Donate $1 to No Kid Hungry and get a free small curly fry with any menu purchase.
Get up, little bitch! The KBLA 1580 app is fire. And you need to download it right now.
That's what I want.
Here's why. In addition to being able to take us with you wherever you go in the whole wide world, when you download the KBLA 1580 app, there's a feature on the app called Open Mic. You can't miss it. It's right at the bottom of the KBLA 1580 app homepage with a little microphone icon. When you tap the microphone, the KBLA 1580 app allows you to record a message that we might play on the air.
Check it out.
Hi, Mr. Smiley. My name is Justin, and I'm messaging you all the way from Cap City, a.k.a. Sac Town, Sacramento. I just wanted to reach out and tell you how good it is to hear your voice again. Man, I can't even tell you. I used to watch your show all the time, every day, never missed it. And I always just walked away feeling like a better human being. Like, I just felt enriched by you and listening to you and wide array of guests on your show. You're one of the great orators of my time, and I'm so glad that you're back. And I look forward to listening to you on your new venture via KBLA. Much love.
See how simple it is? We've got a lot to talk about, but we want to hear from you. So take a moment to download the KBLA 1580 app wherever you get your apps, and thank you.
We've got a lot to talk about.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
Medenti Dental Med Spa, located on Slauson and Overhill. Tired of going to a dental office filled with people waiting a long time to be seen? Tired of being treated like another number instead of an individual? MedentiDMSpa.com. Call today, 323-292-2505. Medenti Dental Med Spa gives you a new style of dental care in the heart of Black Beverly Hills. Experience a luxurious spa setting, all while getting your dental treatment done right. Right down to having facial massage or cooling cucumbers placed over your eyes. Dr. Beal, founder and CEO of Medenti Dental Med Spa, specializes in oral cosmetic and dental reconstruction. Call today, 323-292-2505. You don't have to drive far for a Beverly Hills experience. Dr. Beal, an Ivy League graduate of dental medicine, has been practicing in the neighborhood for over 12 years. Call today, 323-292-2505 or MedentiDMSpa.com. Most dental PPO insurance is accepted.
The Delta variant is making COVID-19 spread faster and more easily. Variants can be more contagious, aggressive, and deadly. But we know vaccines work. Vaccinated Californians have greater protection against serious illness, hospitalization, and death. We can help stop the spread and end this pandemic. Get vaccinated and wear a mask when it can protect you and others. Find a vaccine near you at myturn.ca.gov. Brought to you by the California Department of Public Health.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is our life coach and addiction counselor, Reverend Gerald, here in conversation with Wendy Gladney, life strategist and life coach and author. She wrote The Preacher's Daughter, as well as Forgiveness, Change Your Life Forever. Today, we're talking about conflict resolution and the magic of forgiveness. Wendy, we had a caller call in and wanted you to continue with those 10 steps. So if you could pick up, we started with prayer. If you can continue with those 10 steps, that would be great.
Oh, awesome, Gerald. My pleasure. So when I was going through, you know, just understanding that this was something that God placed on my heart and that this was something I needed to do, and then people began to even ask me when they realized and found out that what I had experienced as a child with my parents that I shared earlier, and how could I love them? How could I take my mother into my home? How could I get involved in fellowship as well as ministry with my father after he began to change his life? God put these 10 steps into my heart, and it's what I've been living my life by ever since. And the first one, like I shared, was prayer. When you're praying for other people, it's very hard to hate them. It's very difficult to even carry ongoing animosity in your heart for them, because what will happen is either God will soften your heart as you continue to pray for them, or you will just stop praying for them because you can't do it. And now what people don't also sometimes understand is that when you forgive somebody, that does not mean that you immediately trust them again. Trust is earned, but forgiveness is something that you can offer to someone. Number two, I talk about the importance of seeking counsel. Get the help that you need. Oftentimes in our community, we have shunned professional help from such as a psychologist or a psychiatrist. But if you need that help, that's for your health. That's for your mental and physical well-being. So get the proper help you need. And if you can't seek a psychologist or a psychiatrist, try to find a counselor. Try to find someone that's within your church or your pastor that specializes in understanding how to listen and give you the right advice. Number three, confront what is necessary. And I talk about it's about facing a situation, because depending on what the situation is and what you're in, I look at it as either a mirror or a window. Sometimes we have to look in the mirror and see what role did we play in the situation, depending on what it is. But sometimes you have to look through a window and look at the person and face them that has done you wrong. So confront it. Number four, sometimes we have to learn that there are things that are beyond our control or understanding, and we have to learn to release it and let it go. Some things will never be explained. Some things will never get a chance to be healed. For example, if someone has died and you've never been able to really bring closure to a situation, or let's say someone's refusing to speak with you or what have you, then sometimes you have to learn how to just release that and let it go. When I do certain workshops and so forth, I talk to people, you know, you can write a letter to that person. Share your whole emotions and what you're feeling and what you're going through. And then just take it to the mailbox and drop it in the mailbox. You don't even have to put a stamp on it. They'll handle it. They'll throw it away just like they do all the Santa Claus letters at Christmas. You know, it'll go. But what it does, it's a process that you're going through. It's an act of releasing something. You're getting it out of you and putting it into the universe to release it so that it doesn't control you anymore. And then number five, Gerald, I call that step, it is forgive, pardon versus parole. Oftentimes when we say that we forgive somebody, we parole them, which means we put conditions on it. And whenever you put conditions on it, that person is still controlling you. Versus if you pardon them, that means you have just 100% let it go. And again, just like I said, that doesn't mean that they have your trust right away. It doesn't mean that you condone whatever happened. But what you're doing when you pardoning that person in forgiveness, you're just letting the control over your mind, your actions, and how you live your life go. You're not allowing that person to control you any longer. Number six, I talk about the importance of having an attitude of gratitude. The fact that we're still here, no matter what we've gone through in life, that we have a purpose. We have a mission. So we should be grateful that we have the opportunity to still live out a life with purpose. So it's like the person who looks at a glass as half full versus half empty. How are you going to move forward? We may not be able to control the things of our past, but we can definitely play a role in how we move forward. So it's important to have an attitude of gratitude. Number seven, I talk about the importance of understanding the joy and happiness in your life. And what I mean by that is joy, especially for me as a Christian growing up in the church, joy is something that's deep down inside of us that nobody can take away, no matter what happens to us, that we have the joy of our salvation. We have the joy of the Lord. We have a joy of peace. But happiness is about what's happening around us. And so for me, I talk about the things that I love. I love family. I love flowers. I love tea. You know, I love certain things that bring me happiness in my day-to-day life. So as much as possible, you know, I try to spend time with family and loved ones. I have pictures all over my home of my family and my loved ones. I have flowers. My husband brings some flowers. I also have some really great artificial flowers that look pretty in my house because I like flowers. I like tea. I like candles. So find the things that bring you happiness in your life so that when you're going through those down times, when you're going through some things that you're trying to figure out, how do I move through this? How do I deal with the person that's hurt me? You have things that bring you some peace on the inside as well as externally on the outside. And then number eight, I talk about goals. It's important to have goals in your life because when you have been hurt or you have, you know, gone through some difficult times, if you don't have something that's worth getting up the next day about, you can go into depression, which affects your health. You can go into all kinds of negative thoughts and things that will just be a negative downward spiral in your life. And so, you know, it's important to always have goals. Have dreams and then take those dreams and write them down as goals. Constantly try to evolve your life. Pivot if you must. Do whatever's necessary. And don't worry about what other people think, say, or do. As long as you know you're being true to your God and you're being true to yourself and your family. And then number nine, I think it's important to give. Gerald, no matter what we're going through, no matter what our financial status, no matter what, you know, even our health is, we have something to give to someone else, even if it's just a smile, even if it's an encouraging word. Remember I told you in the beginning where people said that one of my gifts was hospitality and encouragement? I try to open my doors to people when they need help. I try to send an encouraging, you know, card or word of just affirmation to people in my life that may be going through something. And when I can financially, I send money. And, you know, we don't have to try to keep up with the Oprahs or whoever in the world who can give this or that. You'd be surprised that sometimes that $50, that $20 that you just sent somebody might be the very thing they needed to get from A to B. So always give and share with others. And then finally, number 10, learn to live. Life is not promised to us. We never know what the future is going to hold. And we've been experiencing that every day, especially with COVID. And I'm going to be honest with you, Gerald, 15 minutes before we went on the air, I found out a very dear girlfriend's husband died yesterday from COVID. So we don't know what tomorrow brings at all. So we have to learn to seize the moment and live life and do whatever it is that you have in your heart to do and God's called you to do. Do it now. Quit putting stuff off. And do what you're supposed to do in this world and be bold about it.
That is so important, Wendy. That is so important that we do what is on our heart and what we're supposed to do. And when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Wendy Gladney. We're going to review those 10 steps and talk to her a little bit about some of the books that she's written and some of the things that she's doing in the community. So this is KBLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald. This is Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives,
healthy home,
and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith
when we come forward
on KBLA Talk 1580.
Join the Los Angeles Urban League for an afternoon of golf and fundraising for another 100 years of service in Los Angeles. We are celebrating our centennial with events throughout the year, and your support helps us empower underutilized communities with jobs, training, and small business resources. The Centennial Golf Tournament takes place on November 11th at 11 a.m. and ends at 4:30 p.m. for reception and dinner. The golf tournament is to be held at Brookside Golf Course, which is located at 1133 Rosemont Avenue in Pasadena, California, 91103 CW Coiner, Course 2. Foursomes and sponsorships are available from $2,500 to $25,000. Singles are also available for $300. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. Donations and auction items are gladly accepted. laul.org. Join us.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Olivia here. The cool air really dries out my skin and makes it appear dull. Luckily, Olay can brighten it back up. First, I apply Olay Retinol 24 Eye Cream. Its 24-hour hydration gives me smoother skin around my eyes. Next, I apply Olay Vitamin C Moisturizer in the beautiful orange jar. It corrects uneven tone and texture and gives me 2 times brighter skin versus a basic moisturizer. Get $4 off the moisturizer and $3 off the eye cream at retailers nationwide and Olay.com. Check your local newspaper for coupon and more details.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're ready to get out and get moving. And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find, you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
We're listening around the clock. Around the clock. And your time to be heard is right now. Right now. Welcome back to KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, and we're having a conversation today about forgiveness with Wendy Gladney. And she just went over the 10 steps of forgiveness, which is prayer, seeking counsel, confront what's necessary, release and let go, forgive and pardon, but do not parole, attitude of gratitude, joy and happiness, focus on your goals, giving, and live this life to the best of your ability by releasing all of that stuff that you've been holding on to. And Wendy, one of the things I would say I share with people all the time is self-forgiveness. You have to forgive yourself. A lot of times things happen to us, we think it's our fault, or we don't react to it in the way we think we should. And we carry not only resentment for the individual, but we carry resentment for ourselves and our behavior and how we either reacted or did not react to that situation. So I know these 10 steps are going to be very helpful to people, but I'd like, before we still have just a little time left, I'd like for you to talk about the books that you've written, the workshops that you do, and the work that you're currently doing, and make sure you let people know how they can get in touch with you if they want to continue this conversation privately with you.
Thank you so much, Gerald. I appreciate that. So we have a nonprofit organization called Forgiving for Living, and you can go to forgivingforliving.org to learn more, where we work with girls in our community between roughly junior high and high school, but we've now been expanding into the college age young ladies, on helping them regarding self-esteem, providing mentorship, giving them life skills, and helping them to understand, you know, some of the things that they may have experienced within their lifetime so far, even as young women, do not have to define them, do not have to hold them back from becoming who they are meant to be. So if you would like to learn more about that, please go to forgivingforliving.org. And then if you want to get in touch with me personally, I'm easy. It's wendy.gladney@gmail.com. And then my website personally is wendygladney.com. So very easy. But, you know, Joe, what I want to also share is we have to also realize that we are about our brother's keeper. We are our brother's keeper. We are our sister's keeper in that we are a family. And there is a philosophy called Ubuntu, U-B-U-N-T-U. And I learned a lot about that when I was reading about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that dealt with apartheid in South Africa, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu did a lot of writing about it. And what it really talks about is the moral attribute of a person and how we have to understand that I am who I am through other people, and that our humanity and our essence of being a human being is important to care about others, that two wrongs do not make a right, and it's better for us to act more morally and with justice than to just take revenge. And so on a bigger scope within what we're dealing with in the world today, it's so easy for us to probably be vengeful, hateful, but we have to show love. We have to provide forgiveness, because otherwise it's going to be a continued spiral downward that will be our own devastation and destroying each other. So we have to be mindful and understand that somebody has to take the high road. Somebody's got to be the bigger person, and it all starts with us.
That's so true, Wendy. That reminds me of something T.D. Jakes once said, where he says, "I think the first step is to understand that forgiveness does not exonerate the predator, but forgiveness liberates the victim. It's the gift that you give yourself." And when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Wendy Gladney and have some closing thoughts. This is Urban Family Focus, and you're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
The Soulful Sundays live concert series at the iconic Globe Theater in downtown Los Angeles continues with a spectacular holiday show. December 19th, featuring the legends of R&B, El DeBarge. Along with Switch.
I call your name, girl.
El DeBarge. Special guest, DW3.
Oh my goodness!
Don't miss this historic and special holiday reunion featuring El DeBarge and Switch on stage together for the first time ever with special guest DW3. Sunday, December 19th at the Globe Theater. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now at seetickets.us or call 562-760-6166. Brought to you by RDNJ Entertainment.
The City of Inglewood will host a free document shredding event on Saturday, November 6th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Document shredding service is for Inglewood residents only, and there's a maximum of 3 boxes or bags per vehicle. ID is required. This event is on a first-come, first-served basis, and it will conclude once all shredding trucks have reached capacity. To comply with L.A. County guidelines, this will be a no-contact drive-through drop-off event. Shredding material must be placed in the trunk or rear of vehicle for removal. So gather your shredding material and join us for a free document shredding event Saturday, November 6th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, this will be a no-contact drive-through drop-off only event. The event will conclude once all trucks have reached their capacity. The event will be located on Gravilla Avenue in front of Inglewood High School. This event is brought to you by the City of Inglewood, Reduce, Reuse, Recycle, and Consolidated Disposal Service. For more information, please call 310-412-5333. That's 310-412-5333.
KBLA Talk 1580. Speak out and be heard. Be heard.
Hello, KBLA listeners. This is Dr. Bill from Medenti Dental Med Spa. We are located at 5830 Overhill Drive, Suite Number 1, Windsor Hills, California. Medenti Dental Med Spa is an establishment where your dental treatment is completed in a spa-like setting. Some of our services include veneers, dentures, implants, as well as emergency dental services such as extractions. Thank you, KBLA. Partnering with the station is the best thing I've done for my practice. to improve our brand awareness and provide customer awareness of our location. Ilya Daly, with his marketing and branding expertise, has set our practice in position for success. He is easy to work with and very passionate about the business of driving sales and customers to your business.
Black voices, they matter here.
To increase your market share and benefit from advertising on KBLA 1580, log on to KBLA1580.com and click on Advertise with KBLA at the top of our site and submit your information.
We are opening doors and breaking down barriers. KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got you covered.
And we've got a lot to talk about.
Weekdays.
Weekends.
We've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org.
This is Urban Family Focus, and you're talking to Reverend Gerald and Wendy Gladney. Our conversation today has been about conflict resolution, the magic of forgiveness. And Wendy, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for sharing with us. I know there were some people in the audience who benefited, and particularly from those 10 steps that you shared with everybody, and we want to really thank you for all the work that you're doing and the work that you'll continue to do to help people heal from the traumas that they've experienced in their life by teaching them how to forgive in order to live. So Wendy, can you just give the audience one more quick nugget? We only have a minute or so to go here, so I just want them to hear from you one more time, just a quick nugget of what you'd like them to hold on to as they go forward with their life.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you again, Gerald, for having me as your guest today. And I would just say, you know, again, as I mentioned, we can't control what has happened to us in the past, but we can control how we move forward with our lives. And it's important for us to stay focused, which is, I know, part of your name, the Urban Family Focus. Stay focused on what you have been called to do. And then for me, time is short. Get your life right with God, because then no matter what else is happening, you're going to be all right.
Thank you so much, Wendy, for those words of wisdom. This is Reverend Gerald, and I want to thank all of you for spending your Saturday morning with us, getting up early and catching that worm, the wisdom, opportunity, the resources, and motivation to get the job done that you need to do to enhance your life physically, mentally, and spiritually. You can find Urban Family Focus on Facebook, Urban Family Focus on Instagram, and Urban Fam on Twitter. This is Reverend Gerald. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. This is Urban Family Focus, and here at KBLA Talk 1580, we've got a lot to talk about. Coming up next is Black Lives Matter, so don't go anywhere. And thank you for listening to Urban Family Focus 1580 Talk Radio.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.